This is Ozarks at Large. 5 years ago, Arkansas was selected among 11 states to participate in a federally funded project to evaluate ways to improve life outcomes for young teens with disabilities receiving Social Security benefits. Called Arkansas Promise, the $36 million project was facilitated by the University of Arkansas College of Education and Health Professions and the Arkansas Department of Education. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the project wrapped up in September.
As a kid, Ronnie Trey Alexander, a resident of Jonesboro, wanted to go to college, but it was a real struggle, he says, given his disability.
It's ADHD. It's like harder for me to concentrate on certain things.
Alexander sits under a shade tree this afternoon in front of Mullins Library on the University of Arkansas campus, where he's a newly enrolled freshman. He says he's taking 15 credit hours trying to get his B's to A's because he plans to go to med school.
Orthopedic surgeon, that's what my current track is to be.
Alexander credits a U of A scholarship, an accelerated college entry program, and his participation in a statewide experiment called Arkansas Promise for giving him a leg up.
I was impressed with it because it helped me mature at a faster rate and helped our family if we struggled.
Arkansas was one of 5 states, along with a consortium of 6 states, in September of 2013, awarded more than $200 million in grants under a joint initiative of the U.S. Department of Education, the Social Security Administration, and the U.S. Departments of Health and Human Services and Labor to fund and evaluate employment, education, and life skills test programs for teens ages 14 to 16 with disabilities, including their families, under a program called PROMISE. The University of Arkansas College of Education and Health Professions and the Arkansas Department of Education responded to the request for proposals and was awarded nearly $36 million to develop and deploy a PROMISE experiment here, says State Director Philip Adams.
So all total, we recruited 2,000 participants into the research project. 1,027, I believe, were assigned to the treatment group, and the other 973 were assigned to the control group.
The control group received no direct PROMISE services, but participants were provided resource contacts. Adams says a list of eligible Arkansas teens was provided by the Social Security Administration. The 1,027 teens in the treatment group were provided hundreds of hours of paid summer work experience, along with intensive support services.
PROMISE participants have a wide variety of disabilities. The Social Security Administration has more than 20 categories for disability eligibility. We ended up with many participants with physical disabilities, intellectual disabilities, developmental delays, as well as severe behavioral disabilities.
The teens and their families received intensive case management, exposure to career and workplace learning experiences, monthly health and wellness training, and benefits counseling.
And a summer camp in which a number of students came to the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith to live in the dorms, take classes, and participate in recreation activities.
Federal disability data show that nearly one-third of teenage Social Security recipients drop out of high school. 43% experience school suspension or expulsion. The teens are also less likely to pursue employment, college, or vo-tech school, or engage with service programs. As a consequence, they end up with higher rates of arrests. Of the 1,027 Arkansas Promise teens, 330 have graduated from high school, and 508 are on track to graduate, Adams says. And all of them were offered summer job experiences.
To facilitate the summer work experiences for the participants, local workforce development boards were engaged through contracts with the university. Those boards have existing relationships with employers in their communities.
More than 350 PROMISE project employers were strategically matched to teens with certain work interests. Adams says many had never hired youth with disabilities before, including retailers, restaurants, professional offices, recreation facilities, landscape firms, child care centers, even art and music studios. Employers were provided cash incentives under the PROMISE program, he says.
Work experience was a subsidized work experience for employers. They received the employee, the PROMISE participant. Workforce development boards paid the wages directly to the youth and were reimbursed by the university.
Key Promise Project partners include Arkansas Rehabilitation Services, Sources for Community Independent Living Services, the U of A Center for Utilization of Rehabilitation Resources, and the University of Arkansas Partners for Inclusive Communities. Now, another less stated goal of the Arkansas Promise is to reduce dependence by individuals with disabilities on the DOLE, Social Security Benefits.
What is the DOLE for? The DOLE is intended to improve quality of life. Arkansas Promise's primary goal is to improve the quality of life for Arkansans who live with disabilities. The ways in which we have focused on making that happen are through improved education and improved employment. That should result in a reduced reliance on SSI and other public benefits.
Promise data is being processed by the independent policy research firm Mathematica, with final results expected before 2022. But early data, Adam says, show the project worked.
During our recruitment effort, you assume that only 25% of the people that you contact are actually going to enroll in the project. And from there, only about 25% are actually going to engage in services. Arkansas Promise saw 92% of the people who enrolled in the program actually engage in service. That is fantastic.
Adams says when interest among certain teens in the project dwindled, project retention teams were on call to re-engage them.
It's been a really heavy lift to keep people engaged for 5 years in anything, much less Arkansas Promise.
Doing that heavy lifting involved a team of regional directors, retention and engagement staff, and 50 connectors, individuals who worked directly with teens ages 14 to 16. Denise Alloway was a Phillips County connector, assigned 16 teens.
I would send out text messages. I would give them phone calls. I would put flyers on their vehicles, on their doors, just to remind them of the upcoming trainings and things that we had, to let them know that I was coming for a home visit. We built a relationship.
Alloway, a longtime disability services professional, says working on the Promise Project was life-changing.
I almost get in tears when I tell people about my experience with Promise. This has been the best and most rewarding job that I have had in my career.
One of Alloway's recruits is John Harris. Now 20, he suffered a traumatic brain injury as a toddler in a car accident. Oscar Hoskins, director of the Helena West Helena Public Works Streets Division, first hired Harris as a summer temp.
He was a very hard worker, very energetic, and he just stood out above the rest of them.
John Harris is now employed full-time by the Public Works Division.
I work for the sanitation department. I'm on a street team.
Harris says he prefers to work outdoors, is pleased with his new career, as well as his Promise experience.
They taught us how to interact with one another, how to handle our problems without violence they taught us how to basically survive in the real world.
Harris's mom, Shalonda Graham of West Helena, praises her son's Promise experience.
He's continued to stay focused, and he said, "Mama, I'm going to get that job." And I was like, "Baby, all you got to do is stay focused and pray, and God will bless you with that job." He put his application in. John been working with the city of Helena, West Helena, for almost a year now.
Graham says due to Arkansas Promise, her son now has an apartment close by. And with help from former connector Denise Alloway, he's saving up money to buy his first car.
Arkansas Promise will take you step by step by step in life to get you where you're going.
According to agency data, children with disabilities receiving Social Security benefits numbers have doubled since 2000. Last count, more than 8 million Americans received benefit payments totaling just under $4.6 billion. More than 1.3 million are children under age 18. And without any intervention, 60% will remain on the dole as adults, according to the Center for Studying Disability Policy. Again, Promise Director Philip Adams.
Arkansas Promise's primary goal is to improve the quality of life for Arkansans who live with disabilities. That should result in a reduced reliance on SSI and other public benefits.
Brent Thomas Williams, an associate professor in the University of Arkansas's Rehab Counselor Education Program, is Arkansas Promise Principal Investigator. He says the work component to the project was key.
different from the other models, we really looked at paid work experience. We wanted all of our folks to have two 200-hour paid work experiences. Most of the other projects usually did one or did some other internships. All other projects like us did education and intensive case management. But I think we really stood out with our really intensive, both in amount and in longevity of paid work experiences.
William says federal policy changes could be a result of the promised demonstration project.
Hopefully that ends up being realized in policy and legislative change that shows that if you want to recoup savings from Social Security, you have to do more of an intensive approach up front to realize those lifespan-based savings.
Arkansas Promise, William says, is the largest social science research project ever undertaken in this state. And the Social Security Administration, he says, will continue to track Arkansas Promise participants' progress over the next 15 years. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
You can find out more at promiseAR.org and also at our website, ozarksatlarge.com.